With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. The state expects to release final details of plans to clean up groundwater contaminated by toxic coal ash at the Colstrip Power Plant next month. Plant operator Talon Energy is on the hook to remediate groundwater contamination in and around ponds where it stores toxic coal ash left over from generating electricity. At an annual meeting Wednesday night in Colstrip, hosted by the State Department of Environmental Quality to update the public, state hydrologist Sarah Edinburgh said DEQ and Talon are finalizing agreements about how and to what extent Talon will clean up groundwater and the coal ash ponds.
For the reports that are under revision, we have a few that are labeled there, and I was just going to give a brief update on kind of what's going on with those. And when
the ponds span roughly 800 acres and are divided into three cleanup units. Some have been leaking sulfates, boron, cobalt, lithium, selenium, manganese, and potentially thallium and radium into groundwater for decades. Talon's preferred plan for cleaning groundwater near the newer units 3 and 4 calls for flushing out contaminants using hundreds of injection and capture wells.
And so all the models show that has a lot of promise. It really does speed up the cleanup time frame for those more stubborn constituents of interest.
Cleanup of the older ponds for units 1 and 2 is trickier. One clay-lined pond is in contact with groundwater, meaning that it's still a source of contamination even though it's no longer in use. Edinburgh says DEQ asked for Talon to address this stage 1 pond separately from existing groundwater impacts to speed up the process.
Whatever happens to the stage one pond, as far as source control goes, Talon still has to deal with the contamination that's already in the groundwater. And so we didn't really see any reason to hold up remediation of the existing contamination just because we haven't decided what to do with the stage one pond yet.
Edinburgh says groundwater cleanup will likely involve flushing. DEQ has asked Talon to consider a broader range of cleanup options for the stage one pond. That includes replacing the clay cap, removing moisture from the pond and stabilizing the solid remainder, or excavating the coal ash entirely. DEQ estimates remediating the three areas of coal ash ponds will cost $400 million to $700 million. Nonprofit conservation group Northern Plains Resource Council has proposed a cleanup plan for the ponds that it says would create more than 200 jobs for the next decade. Their plan, which would cost Talon Energy $900 million, calls for fully dewatering the ponds and putting the remaining solid waste in dry storage to prevent further groundwater contamination. Retired rancher and NPRC member Wallace McRae, who grew up in Colstrip, says Wednesday's meeting is the first time he's seen somebody at the state level trying to do something positive.
My cynicism creeps into it because I'm afraid a lot of it's too late. Because they can't recapture the stuff that's already gotten away.
Talon is set to submit final revised reports by the end of the month. A 30-day public comment period will follow. In Colstrip, I'm Nikki Ouellette for Yellowstone Public Radio News.